Australia 2 will be watching developments in Singapore today. Obviously, Paul Bongiorno is standing by in Parliament House for us this morning. Bong, Australia, like so many other countries, has a bit of skin in the game here. How much faith will the Turnbull government have in Donald Trump to land a deal and see it through?
Well, I suspect our government is like governments around the world, including allied ones. It's a wild ride, almost a white-knuckle ride with Donald Trump. Clearly, our government will be hoping that from this summit today, this amazing reality TV show, something real will emerge, something to end the 70-year-old, almost 70-year-old hostile stalemate on the Korean Peninsula. A stalemate, by the way, and certainly you would have seen this when you go up there, when you just see on the southern side of the border, the militarization, the thousands of American troops, their visibility so high, you can understand why north of the border they're absolutely paranoid. Now, how we can end this? Whether Donald Trump is going to build on groundwork that's already been done by Pompeo and others, or whether he throws it all out the window, we just don't know. This morning, I think your two interviews have been highly informative, and we can all just hope, join our Prime Minister and our Foreign Minister, you know, with our bare white knuckles, hoping that something good does come out of all of this.
A bit closer to home, Bill Shorten seems to have been on a bit of a media blitz in the last few days, doing sort of profile interviews with his partner, appearing on Q&A. What's driving all of that?
Well, I suspect that the opposition believes that we're going to have an election this year. A lot may well depend. I notice Graham Richardson is saying that if Labor doesn't do all that well in the by-elections, we could even go to the polls in September. Otherwise, people like him and others are saying that it could be later in the year. And I think this is a view. The opposition is clearly not wanting to be caught, as it were, with its with its pants down. And Shorten is out there campaigning for all he's worth.
All right. A tricky issue for Labor is obviously offshore processing. We've been talking a little bit about that in recent weeks due to various speeches being made. But on three occasions last night, Bill Shorten refused to say that a Labor government would end the indefinite detention of asylum seekers on Manus and Nauru. He must be pretty confident of staring down the left of the party at the national conference then.
Look, I think there will be an argument, and I think he is confident of staring down the left of the party. There is an appreciation across the Labor Party that the politics, the boat people politics, are poisonous for it, and probably the only way to deliver anything that's approaching humanity in this area is to win the confidence of the Australian people by the way in which you manage it in government. In the meantime, Labor has to be in lockstep with Peter Dutton and Malcolm Turnbull. Although I did notice last night on Q&A, for example, Shorten did say that getting people off Manus and Nauru should be a higher priority, and Labor would have accepted the offer of New Zealand, and that's about as humane as he went.
We've got to get to the news, but I know you want to talk about Barnaby Joyce. I'm not sure if anyone at home wants you to talk about them, he can't seem to stay away from the cameras.
No, and this is a problem. This is a distraction and a disruption. Although his colleagues in the National Party think he's just sending a signal that he hasn't got the National Party nor the government's best interests at heart by keeping his beetroot head up in lights.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Paul Bongiorno, columnist with the Saturday Paper.